Now to Oklahoma, where shoppers at a handful of grocery stores can also pick up shotgun shells and bullets with their produce. There are vending machines dispensing ammunition at stores in the state, as well as in Alabama and Texas. Anna Pope of member station KOSU visited one of those stores in Noble, Oklahoma, to hear how some shoppers feel about the ammo machine and what it could mean for gun safety.
Walking into the Super C-Mart, one of the first things you see is the produce. People grasp their grocery lists while pushing shopping carts. Near the door by the 5-gallon water jugs is a tall vending machine with an electronic screen. It's where people can get ammunition. Jim Barnes comes here often. He just picked up some groceries.
I got the best produce, vegetables, I got the best meat in town.
He hunts deer and turkey. He hasn't used the machine yet, but likes the convenience.
If I was going to go hunting and didn't have what I needed, I could get it right there.
The machine has an AI-powered scanner that matches IDs to people's faces. They have to be at least 21 to buy bullets. Noble is a city of about 7,000. Shopper Tina Laws likes the Super C-Mart a lot and says she doesn't use the ammo machine, but thinks it's a good idea in the rural area.
I mean, we're out in the country. A lot of guys need their guns for a lot of different things. Why go all over for ammunition? Come right here.
American Rounds, the company behind the computerized dispenser, says it has plans for expansion beyond its 6 stores so far. Mar Miller just finished his shopping, and he doesn't like the machine.
You know, I'm a big supporter of gun control. There's too many school shootings.
American Rounds says its machines are a safer way to get ammunition because of the AI verification technology. But Miller says he does not fully trust AI and would prefer gun owners to buy the ammunition from a person.
So if they look, you know, who knows, tweaked out or crazy, I mean, that's something you can judge as a person better than a computer can.
The bullet machine has been here for a while, but they recently made national news. In Tuscaloosa, Alabama, a city council leader asked questions about the ammo dispenser in a meeting last week. Shortly after, it was removed from a grocery store there, but American Rounds says that's because of the lack of sales, not because of city council questions. It's not clear how much money the ammo machine in this Super C-Mart is making, but it's clear customers flock to the store for its meats and vegetables. For NPR News, I'm Anna Pope in Noble, Oklahoma.